The switching off of the missing plane's automated communication system has triggered calls by aviation analysts for airlines to consider upgrading or redesigning devices like transponders and beacons. Daybreak Asia's Michael Lippin has been examining that issue as part of a series of reports on what can be done to prevent similar disappearances of passenger planes in the future. Wednesday, he spoke with Mark Roberti, the founder of RFID Journal, a U.S. media company focused on radio frequency identification devices used in aviation and other industries. Lippin first started by asking Roberti to explain what a beacon is and how it works.
Each aircraft is different, but essentially it's a radio transmitter, and it's got an antenna, and it sends out its signal. They have an international standard for how to do this so that as you hand off from one traffic controller to another in a different country, the signal will be picked up and received exactly the same way, and you can identify those aircraft. So that system's been in place for decades.
How is a beacon different from a transponder, or is it kind of the same thing?
It's basically the same thing. Okay. Transponder is responding to a signal. So we send out a signal, and the transponder says, oh, okay, here's my response. Beacon just simply broadcasts at regular intervals, regardless if it was asked to or not. So the history of this goes back to World War II with the invention of radar. The British were using radar to detect incoming Luftwaffe that were bombing London, but they also had problems identifying their own aircraft coming back from missions over Germany. And so they developed something called the IFF, which is the friend or foe system. And the idea was that you would send a signal to the airplane, and the airplane would then respond and say, you know, I'm a friendly. And that system evolved to what we have today on all civilian aircraft as well as military aircraft, where the aircraft basically sends out a signal identifying itself so that it can be tracked. The reason today that those beacons get turned off or can be turned off is because originally they were interfering with radar that was used on the ground to track airplanes in the airport. And so you would take off and then you would turn the beacon on. But they now use a different system for tracking aircraft on the ground. And so it makes sense to build in transponders or beacons that can't be turned off. There's no reason why you can't do that after this incident where a plane has been missing now for 12 days, in large part because the beacon was switched off. So I think it's definitely going to be a requirement going forward. And even if you're concerned about interfering with systems on the ground, you could have these things automatically triggered by an altimeter. So as soon as you hit a certain height, it would turn on, and as soon as you descended to a certain level, it would turn off.
That was Mark Roberti, the founder and editor of the New York State-based RFID Journal, speaking with Michael Lippin. Aviation analysts say airlines have several reasons for choosing not to upgrade the communication systems of airplanes, including objections to the expense and a reluctance to install devices that crew members can't control. Join us next week on Daybreak Asia for more of Michael Lippin's reporting on how to prevent more cases of disappearing airliners. He'll bring you interviews with several analysts who say authorities should improve the vetting of passengers and crew members before they board a plane.